Oh, hi, Nico. Nico, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara, and Tara did want me to get on the line here, of course, to answer all of your questions, kind of get you the details of how this service would work, the best pricing available for the needs of your business. How is your day going so far? Happy
it's
Monday.
It's going pretty well. How's
good.
Yours?
Oh, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. I appreciate you taking the phone call in a busy work day. And I mean, I'm sure you get a lot of these phone calls. I've been doing this myself, with this company for over 11 years. So I definitely know that the same people that we talk to these days are getting phone calls from all of these other SEO companies coming out of the woodwork, claiming to provide first page placement. And most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or some startup company. We've been around ourselves since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. So you'd be in good hands with us. Of course, we're not Google, but we are a Google partner. And our job when these positions are becoming available is to make sure that we find the right company to work with. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not yet a website for your business?
It's not published currently.
Okay.
And that's something that I'm working on this week. And that's...
Gotcha.
I've been... like clear with everybody is like, yeah, I want to get my website. Obviously your initial no brainer. And
yeah,
then
along
with where to guide them to.
You're about five steps ahead of most business owners because, you know, some of them don't even understand the importance of having a website, and most of them do.
Yeah.
Some people just think, hey, you know, I'm just going to go off of word of mouth and I'm just going to struggle through. But, I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And, I mean, let's be honest with you, especially for a young company, not everybody knows the name of your business. Not everybody's going to be referred to you by someone who's used you before. But every day someone needs your services, and they might be looking on Google. They might be looking on Bing. In fact, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on that first page of a search. The best part about it is they don't even need to know your business name. Now, a lot of business owners understand a website's important, and some of them even go the wrong route. They spend thousands of dollars and wait many months for a web developer to build out this amazing website, but then it's not on the first page of a search for those services. There's
right.
No off-page optimization. It ends up like a digital business card, or worse, the online equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road, right? So we don't want that to happen for
right.
you. Now, I don't know how long the website is going to be before it could be launched, but we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one.
And that's interesting because I have another company, and while it just is more than what you're calling for, but to give you an idea, I do have another company that definitely leads are going to be paramount for. We were going to launch them simultaneously.
Okay.
I have a tremendous amount of experience in the pool industry,
okay.
as well as an alignment with a major company, right, that I used to be employed with. So that idea is hitting the ground like running, right? Like we brought 65 customers the day we opened our doors. Right?
Oh, okay.
And to be honest, we haven't even opened them, and we've still got 65 people we're juggling around,
mm-hmm.
like maintenance and ongoing. So
gotcha.
That's a good problem.
It is.
I definitely want to continue to keep Boost Always going. It's more
sure.
I'm learning to save for my other one, which is it's PM in a Box, which is a project management construction-based company.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I'm focused on Boost Always today, I'm a double dip, meaning that more than likely I'm going to replicate the same process, right?
Sure.
You know, for my second company
mm-hmm.
to a degree. So,
right.
As far as that, for pool scholars right now, it just comes down to really the cost of doing that type of marketing to
sure.
make sure that we can support it.
Sure.
And that's what I'm curious as to what you guys are offering.
Of course. It is designed to be affordable to fit the needs of your business, and regardless of the industry, you know, it's my job to make sure that something like this would not only of course, get you the return on investment, but that the investment part of it would make sense for you as well. Now, a couple of things.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, it's a fairly young company, right?
Uh-huh.
Full Scholars? Okay.
Yes.
Sarah wasn't really specific, but she did just put in new business rate. Now, we do offer a lower rate for younger companies, and it's really just designed to make things more affordable for newer businesses. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on, but certainly your success is our success. We do offer our service on a month-to-month basis. So making it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, you know, use your tracking system, use the reporting system. I mean, as long as it makes dollars, it makes sense. Nobody cancels on profit. Actually keeping our clients on board for the long term, meaning providing a quality service at a fair price, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. And what I was saying about the website is if it's going to be more than a week or two, I would just include a website at no cost as a placeholder, just as something for customers to see until you were ready to make official and launch publicly the website that you're working on. But again, the important thing for any website is that people see it, and that's where this service becomes even more important. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, and many other destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but everything that Google and Bing look for and index and ultimately use to determine what companies get displayed on that first page ahead of their competitors will create that content. And like any website, it'll talk about your company, your services, your service area, kind of reassure the search engines that if you were to provide those services, you would get phone calls. Now, I know you you travel quite a bit, and we can still cover your entire service area. You know, we can even focus on specific zip codes and neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. The best package for the needs of your business would be our Platinum package. It's a robust combination of both local search engine optimization and social media. There would actually be paid Facebook ads included in this package. Now, my job, like I said, is to make it affordable. I don't always do this, but there is, let's see what I can do. I'm going to take more than 50% off the normal cost of our package, drop it from $599 a month down to $249, and that $249 would bill once a month for the exact amount. So you're not paying on top of that for leads. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. The calls just come to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Now, while I did reduce the cost of that service, I did not reduce the initial original $100 of Facebook ads. Now, that would still be intact even at $249. So we're kind of investing in the growth of your company, looking to partner up with you, and, of course, earn your business long-term. As long as you're getting phone calls, you would keep the service. Now, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, and $100 means about 400 clicks every month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page. Now, these would be both clients or potential customers, clients that have been retargeted, meaning they already did a search on Google or Bing for something like pool service or pool cleaning, pool maintenance. Or even if they didn't, they would still be able to see your website, see the ads, and, of course, click on the information and learn why they should call you. If they don't click on it, it costs nothing, of course, but if they do click on it, like I said, 20 or 22 cents, but the $100 of Facebook ads would be included as that, so you wouldn't expect to come out of pocket beyond that $249. Like I said, it is month to month for a good reason, and you will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you would see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases and things like that. Now, it is a position that we're actively filling, so obviously with Tara's help, I'm reaching out to pre-qualified businesses, meaning you've got some type of online presence, clearly indicating that you are in the area providing these services, but not first-page placement, and certainly no bad reviews. So that's why we're reaching out to you. I mean, being that it's month-to-month, is that something you might want for Pool Scholars?
It's definitely very, 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 very attractive. And to be transparent, if I had talked to you last week, I would have signed up right now and run with it.
So what changed? Was it the Angies?
Well, yeah. I went with Angie's, and so I invested some money there, mm-hmm. and I'm still not set up. And so okay. what I've realized is that I want to make sure, A, that was a test run for really the other company, but I did it because for pool closings to really see, like, hey, can I get some bang for my buck? And give you an idea, I'm not just toying. I'm a sales manager for a $55.6 million company in the pool industry, okay? So leads, SEO, I get that, right? That's my baby. So I realized, like, hey, dude, you're just, like, playing like this is not, like, real money or you
right.
so far. That's my only cause for hesitation right now, right? Because mm-hmm. I was so eager to get going.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Here's where I'm stuck. I went with the wrong move with putting my LLC. I got a deal on the website. Website looks amazing. Just, it's not been published as well as I'm arguing with them about my logo that I paid to get trademarked that I don't have my actual logo on there.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, what do you mean I have to roll with this logo? So I'm bumping my head like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't think so. And I'm a little mad because it's money that this would have been a joke. I would have said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
But honestly, so I'm not holding you up. I do understand what you do. It's something I'm very, very eager at doing. I would be interested. I have an obligation in the next hour that I'm going to go to. And then I'm going to come back and work on the business tonight and through tomorrow. And at some point tomorrow, that would be something that I would be willing to revisit. It's more the reoccurring monthly because I realize to get everything up, that first dip is not reflective of what's going to happen. And then also wanting to take advantage of what's offered and understand what's really offered versus what's fluff and not really anything, like my trademark logo. that I'm hot about, right? Because I'm like, come on, man. Like, for that, if I'd have known, I couldn't even, give you the picture of my stinking dog to put in the pool, right?
Oh, gosh,
it defeats the purpose of what we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, to the point, I'm willing to trash that website, which is amazing if it doesn't have my logo on it, right? But as far as the lead thing, I'd like to get that in, like, by tomorrow at some point, and as well as partner that with Angie's, because Angie's, I have the ability to pause that marketing, et cetera, but it's more of the ongoing that I'd buy, and your price point was really what I'm looking for, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, obviously the return on investment is always the most important part of that ROI equation. Mm-hmm. As long as you're making your money back, even many times over, then, you know, regardless of what you're spending, it's worth doing. But, I mean, clearly for most businesses, especially younger, smaller businesses, I mean, we know your advertising dollars are not like growing on a tree in the backyard, right? That's exactly why our new in business rate is the lowest rate that I offer to the public. I'm trying here to make it affordable for you. I certainly know that with Angie's, there is an expense involved and it can be pretty high because it's not just like the initial signing up of it. It's the paying for every lead that comes your way, whether you get the job or not. And that can get pretty pricey pretty quickly here. You know, and, you know, obviously, you know, like you said, if we called you before Angie's, you would have jumped all over it. And I can get that. I can definitely respond, you know, in understanding and appreciation of that. But I mean, at the same time, you know, I don't think the $249 would be breaking the bank. And I, you know, obviously, you know, if you put it on a credit card, you're not going to have to pay it right away. But with something like this and getting calls directly to you, you might find out that you don't even need to pay for leads with Angie's. I do have clients that have a lead service or started with a lead service when we got them. You know, whether they were with Angie's or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, even my clients that had some experience and good success, you know, a fairly decent conversion rate with the leads that they got, most of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads. I think every business owner would say that same thing. And that's exactly what happens here. A lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on the leads. I don't think I'm actually asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars that you hadn't already figured out that you might have to spend for your business. I mean, I know that with Angie's, you can keep your leads paused. You can pause them as much as you want to for at least 48 hours at a time, and that way you might be able to free up the budget for the $249. I would even be willing to waive the initial setup fee, which is another $99 that would have normally attached to that first month. I'm, again, trying to make it more affordable for you. Affordable enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you. That, of course, does mean that, you know, we need to earn your business. And I do want you to kind of understand, if you've got the time, exactly who we are and what we'd be offering. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. Again, we are not Google. If anyone ever does call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they would not be being truthful. Although Google will make these types of phone calls.
Well, that's my last two calls.
Yeah, no, I bet. I bet all the time.
Yeah, my last two calls have kind of... It's just being in sales, like, you're refreshing. I'll do business with you. Like, you're refreshing.
I appreciate
being,
that. I've
like,
been doing it a long time.
I mean, it's just the way it goes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I can tell. And, like, you know your competitor's product, and that's why I say it. I'm wasting money. I didn't waste money because the key with Angie's is that I can flip it to the other business.
Exactly.
To
yeah.
generate revenue for that other business to free up for this. But I want to make a solid... You're the first guy that I talk to that's a long-term, long-range approach. I do need to do my due diligence, which I'm going to be straight up. I can't continue to do business via the phone without looking at websites.
Of course.
Infrastructure, examples, things like that. Not meaning I'm going to vet everybody, but I did a couple stupid things. And when I say stupid, like immediately after I did it, it was like, dude, you just excited to have a business and have some money to spend on it.
It happens,
right?
Man. Yeah, no, I hear you.
So it was funny. I did it both on the advertising side. So I want to make the most intelligent long-term decision I can make. And if you can make that happen, I'm even willing. How late do you work today? Let me ask you that.
Let me look at my
How late are you there today?
Yeah, so I'll be in the office today. I'll probably be pretty late in the office today, maybe 6 o'clock, 6:30.
Okay. I might miss you today then. Then what can we set up for tomorrow? And you send me anything over. All I want to do is just understand what I'm getting, who I'm getting it from.
Oh yeah.
And kind of
did you get the link?
But let me pull that up real quick.
Yeah. So, again, we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We've been around since 2004. You know, we are a Google partner, and like I was about to say, although Google will make these phone calls, you have to have at least 100 locations or more for Google to call you directly. But they started a partnership program about 9 years ago. We had already been in business, you know, a decade. And we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. And again, we're Local Splash. The link I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It is the pricing page off of our website. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I am.
Okay. So, of course, Nico, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You will see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. And again, we're creating multiple destinations and directories. That's exactly what we're tracking here, tracking how many times people click on your website, how many times your Google Business profile is viewed. You'll also have tracking for the Bing phone calls and clicks and things like that. And then, of course, you'll have the Facebook ads, which I think would be a big part of getting your phone ringing and a real value at an extra. Well, it does, you know, pay for itself with the 400 clicks. So, you know, you're going to be able to monitor your reviews. You're going to get reviews on multiple platforms. We are creating content on every directory that Google wants to see. Most of that content will allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. Like I said, we've been doing it since 2004, 4.9 out of 5. That's our average client satisfaction rating. So clients that have actually used the service, Most of them keep the service long-term, again, because it's profitable. Now, the blue tinted photo, kind of outlining a few of the things we do early on. Below it, though, you'll see Google Ads Partner and a box that says Google Partner. Please, if you can, click on that box because, you know, it is not just copy and paste it off the internet. It's actually our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 11 years, and definitely, you know, I've seen the changes that the industry's gone through. I've seen the changes with what I would even consider actual competition for us, and then everybody else who says that they do the same things that we do too, making these phone calls and muddying the waters and confusing the issue and talking to good business owners like you, wasting their time, maybe even taking their money. I wouldn't want that to happen, and I'm glad that you haven't tried this with anybody else yet. Andrew's is a different beast, and if you love it, keep it. If you don't, you can get rid of it. Probably somewhere in between. You know, you're not going to hate it or love
it. It's different. It's more for – it's going to work, I think, for –
for the other one, for the lead base. Yeah.
And the more the handyman
exactly.
and
yes.
project, that's where I see it taking root, is why I jumped on it. So
right.
I don't look at it as a missed opportunity.
No,
those
no.
guys are great like yourselves, right?
Like you said,
and
it's kind of like a test run for the other business.
Exactly. So, all right. If I were to do this, like right now, like who's my point of contact ongoing?
I am. I'm your account lead. Yeah, I am your account lead. And
you can
call me Monday through Friday. I mean, sometimes I hang out late, sometimes not, but you can always reach me Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time, okay? I'm almost always able to respond to a voicemail within 25, 30 minutes or so. I am on the phone a lot. The majority of the time of the day, I'm on the phone with just brief breaks in between. Until the next phone call comes. So you may get my voicemail, but like I said, I do respond right away. If I do happen to be on a call, when you reach us, there is dedicated client support that will, of course, answer the phone. They do have the same business hours, 9 to 6 Central. So we always want to be able to hear back from you. Of course, you can email 24/7, whether I respond to it or the client support team responds to it. We do keep you up to date on exactly how well the service is working. And that tracking and reporting system, we call it your client dashboard. The reports update in very near real time. So several times throughout the day, those reports are updated.
Okay.
So you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of what people are typing in and things like that. There's a lot that you can do. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Obviously, advertising is a tax write-off. You can update information and things like that. You can manage your reviews online from one place. Everything that is written about you from a potential customer, whether it's on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, or wherever that review originates, it does repopulate on your tracking system. It makes it very, very fast and easy for you to request reviews or to respond to reviews. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, again, we're talking the Platinum Package, which is perfect for you, perfect for your services and service area. If you said, hey, Paul, I go 150 miles, I've got 6 crews, I might be saying, well, then let's do one of those beefier packages to make sure that your phone is ringing, your guys are always busy. But for you, for your services, kind of, you know, the greater metro area and a little beyond, we can definitely do that Platinum Package, which makes it affordable enough when I can take 50% off of it. But in this case, I'm actually going well below 50%. By reducing the cost of that package from $5.99 down to $2.49, and then even waiving your initial setup fee, which, like I said, it's listed here at $2.99. I am almost always required, in fact, to include at least a $99 setup fee, especially for building a website. But we're not building a website here. You do have Angie's as a credible link for me to include. if I attach to it the promo code for someone, where is that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code in our system which is not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, and it does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing, which means if I want to take it to zero, I can do that. And in this case, I want to do that, you know, because I know you came out of pocket for Angie. It wasn't a waste of money, because if nothing else, it's going to give you valuable information about how to apply that same service to your other business. But at the same time, I can't wear a black eye for Angie or you know, accept any praise for anything good that happened. We have nothing at all to do with them, but I want to do right by your company, and I want to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. So I'm going to waive the entire $299 setup fee, reduce the cost of that platinum package from $599 to $249. Now, while it is, Nico, a reduced rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really is more of like an assistance program just to make it affordable enough for younger companies for us to get the opportunity to get it going. And then from that point on, we kind of earn your business. So it does mean, though, that we're investing in your success at least as much as you are, meaning that that $249 won't cover our cost in that first, second, or third month. But keeping you a satisfied client would be our goal, even though it is month-to-month, no contract. Okay.
Right. Okay. I tell you what, man, stories sell, and you know, just tell your story. They said, man, if you can do that for the $249 monthly, and then also set up a follow-up call tomorrow, so I make sure I got everything that I need to know.
That's exactly right? What I was going to tell you.
So I'm jumping kind of, not decision makers, because everybody knows, like, as far as both companies, they've all worked with me at my last company together, as well as another company. So they're like, okay, Nico does marketing and everything. I still want to buy them, but this is good. This is what I'm looking for. And just to be clear, my biggest thing is the ongoing relationship to help me grow.
Of course.
Right?
My
and
gosh,
I don't know if I'm going to get that anywhere else, right?
Yeah, no, that's kind of, in fact, I used to work in client support, and I used to deal directly with clients when they were not able to reach their account lead. So I definitely have the experience and the expertise to take care of you, but I also know from experience working, you know, in so many different departments here that, like I said, client satisfaction is our main goal. And when we are offering our services below what it costs for us to provide, just as an opportunity to kind of, you know, establish that relationship, earn that trust, keep your phone ringing, and keep you a client. I've got clients that have been with me almost as long as I have, like 9-10 years, right? As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years, right? So, I mean, it's pretty exciting to be part of this. And like I said, although it is a reduced rate for a young company, it'll never go up. Now, I can tell you in the 11 plus years that I've been with the company, we have raised our prices twice. And if we do raise our price in the future, your price will never go up. I mean, it's kind of grandfathered in. Even if we have to raise our price, you're still secured at that flat rate of $249. Now, what I was going to say is the one thing that we do need to do, and it sounds like tomorrow would be the best day for it, is to schedule what we call a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will actually give you a call to kind of get a little bit more information about how you want things to be for your company. You know, any mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business. We'll get you all the information that you need to access your account and track your success. And then, you know, of course, you know, we create all that content right away. So that would be a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the one thing that I do need to do here before I get you off the phone today is the voice verification. Because we are Google partners, we are actually required to read what is called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service. that in this case, I'm not only waiving your setup fee, but I'm reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Nico, it is actually, though, pretty straightforward. Now, before I do get to that voice verification, did you have any additional questions for me?
Not at all. This
okay.
has been huge. This has been
perfect.
Huge.
I am required to read that voice verification before I even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there, process that payment of $249, and schedule your follow-up call for tomorrow. Okay?
Awesome.
And give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Nico, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Pool Scholars LLC.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Nico, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nico Cano, owner and operator of Pool Scholars.
Okay. And then, Nico, as the owner and operator of Pool Scholars, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That's correct.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service, no contract. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Nico, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Of course, of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nico, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. As long as you answer the
one stall thing is everybody's hitting my personal stuff, and I've got all my G-bill and everything set up, and I'm like, I need to get this going to Pool Scholars so I can start separating out stuff.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Okay. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Nico, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie's. There is no direct conflict there. Whether you keep that service or not, it does not conflict with being a top option on the first page of Google and Bing. The reason we even ask is all of the content that we will create for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing.
Right.
And then equally or even more important, right down to including the LLC, is we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Nico, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Awesome.
Perfect.
No, that's
perfect.
Totally fair. And I get that. That's
all
one
right.
of my frustrations from my last company is we had like 10, they probably changed every year.
Yeah. That,
about
that's
every other year. So it made for a frustrating customer experience.
I can imagine, and I already do know that we will have to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we want to make sure that any information that is out there for your business is up to date and accurate. And, you know, just let us know if anything, we do that audit in the beginning anyway, and we do it periodically, but if you're aware of something that comes up, of anybody else that might be creating online content, we just want to make sure the information is accurate, because that is important. Consistency is the key with your online presence. And then with it being a month-to-month service, with, of course, in this case, not only reducing the cost of the service, but even waiving that one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Again, Nico, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month in that same exact reduced rate, that $249. Once again, that rate will never go up. Even if our prices go up, that rate would stay the same. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which again means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Nico, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Nico, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial investment of just $249, how did you want to take care of that? Credit or debit?
I'm going to do that with a credit card.
Okay.
Or a debit card, excuse me.
Is that MasterCard or Visa?
It can be MasterCard.
MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 5425.
Yes, sir.
4301.
Okay.
0925. 7787.
And the expiration month and year?
1128.
11 of 2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
306.
306. I've got 306, 306. I've got November or 11 of 2028 for the expiration date. Nico, was the card itself 5425, 4301, 0925, 7787?
That's correct.
Okay. And then how does the name appear on that card? Is it your name, the business name, or both?
Okay. It's my name.
Okay.
And it's my legal first name. So it's Mikailu, and it's Mikailu.
Uh-huh.
Last name Kano, Kano.
Okay. And then no middle initial, right?
The middle, it's not on the card.
Not on the card. You said that was M like Mike, right? Not N like
correct.
Nick? Okay, so Mikailu.
Correct.
And last name Kano. And what is the billing address of that card?
It's 204 Lake Farm Road.
Okay. Is that in Nashville?
And that's in Smyrna, Tennessee.
Okay. Gotcha.
Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 37167.
37167. Okay.
Yeah.
I did see on the Angie's a completely different address, the 6339 Charlotte Pike.
Correct. And okay. That's a virtual address. And that's something in talking with you, that is my virtual address. So
okay.
For them to, so that they're not getting my home.
Got it.
We pull up.
Now that definitely makes a lot of sense. And then.
Yeah. I wish I would have researched more of that, because that hurts you when you go for funding. Like, you want to have something else, not a virtual address, right? To help
right.
for banks to understand mm-hmm. that you're reputable.
Yeah, exactly.
So it to get a quicker, like, if payroll, like this business, this is all on me and all off of my 401k. So every dollar I spend is mine, right?
Oh, right.
Like the next business that I'm doing, it's a more of a joint effort, and there's going to be some funding that goes into it. So, you know, my point is I don't have as much to talk about on this. If I spend it, it's just like, what? I spent it. I just didn't want to do my employees, because that's the goal.
Yeah.
I hired them away from a very major company, right?
Oh,
for them to come work for me.
Right.
In this specialized arena, because it wasn't a part of their job, but they had the training.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, I want them to be bought in and understand, like, hey, man, this is why you answer the phone, because I'm paying to make this phone ring. And
exactly.
You show people that, man, you're more bought in.
Yeah, yeah. And
then
getting
you don't
them,
have to have huge meetings.
And getting them to be a big part of it from the ground up, that's pretty awesome. And then we do want to have an email address on file for you. It's not really to promote for your business. In fact, it could be a personal email, but it's just for us to contact you for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We will email things out to you. Most of the time, though, unless you prefer email, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference of phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text works well, believe it or not. I like email more.
Email more. Okay. I'm going to put email preferred then.
I like email more, but text works well, believe it or not. If you're selling anything, man, text is the way to go. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah,
like
you're absolutely right.
For somebody that made it a living, but I watched the needle move with customers via text when they got spammed with our text.
Okay.
It did bring them in on the most obscure categories where we see like one customer a month. We get like 10 in a day. So it's neat watching how each medium moves the needle differently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
But for us, we do have an email set up, so it is, I have Nico Cano, which is M as in Mary, IKOKANO at poolscholars.com.
Okay. All right. And then
we have a generic one for customers, too, if you need that.
I could put it on file, but yeah, like I said, this is really just for us to contact you. So I've got Miko Kano, MikoKano, and then at poolscholars.com.
Right.
So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now, as well as my extension.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then my extension is 746. Again, 746. And my name is Paul Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, like Flash Gordon.
Okay.
And again, I'm always here at least 9 to 6 Central. I am sometimes in the office after hours. And client support maintains the same hours and the same toll-free number, but option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support.
awesome.
Okay. For the support email, it's simply support@localsplash.com. That's our catch-all email for everything related to your account. The ones that are mine, I get copied onto. And of course, you can send anything and everything to that support email. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule a follow-up call with your technician. And of course, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule for,
okay,
we schedule by the hour, but of course it takes about a half an hour. It gets you towards the beginning of the hour, get you off the phone pretty quick after that. Let's see, we'd be looking tomorrow. Okay. Did you want something mid-morning, afternoon, or even as late as 6 o'clock? Well, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Do you have anything around 4 open?
Yeah, I could do 4 o'clock. It would be scheduled from 4 until 5?
Yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, scheduled from 4 until 5 should get to you right at or shortly after 4. I'll get you off the phone about a half hour after that. And if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you, I don't do client interviews, but if I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I will be on the beginning part of that phone call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open, but I may already be on a call. Whether I am on that call or not, our technician will call you. They'll take really good care of you. And I did also want to add just a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a simple question and answer, meaning for anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Pool Scholars LLC, even if it's you, Miko, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you, especially like a week from now, if someone calls you and tells you, or even tomorrow, next week, next month, if anyone ever calls you and tells you either that they're Google, if they tell you they're Local Splash even, if they're asking you for more money or if they're asking you to verify your Google listing for anything related to your online presence, please make sure that it's us calling you, because when your online presence increases, of course, you'll get calls from customers. You may unfortunately get more phone calls from the people that have already been calling you. But like I said, this question and answer should weed out the pretenders. And if anyone asks you for money, for sure, just let them go. That's the tip-off to the rip-off right there, because the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states that it bills just once a month on the 21st for exactly $249, and that rate would never go up. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do first pet name.
First pet, that's a popular one today. And then what is the answer?
Vato, V-A-T-O.
You said V like boy, right? Or V like Victor?
No, V as in Victor.
I thought it might be Vato.
Hey, Vato.
Just wanted to make sure. All right. Okay, got it. Type that in twice. But you're all set and squared away there. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you? Not just the welcome email, but you should have gotten another one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. That one has a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. So if you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
I do see that.
Okay. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Google, though, will be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google, we do want you to get those phone calls as well, so we will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing those Facebook ads for you as well. Now, you can see the long line that goes across it, and below it, it populates your phone number and a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you do authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign, and that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive if you're typing it in. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got an exact match of your name in that box, click the confirm signature box, which is that orangish colored box. If you're on your phone, you may need to turn your phone sideways for that confirm signature box to pop up high enough for you to actually click on it. But once you click on it, it will, it'll do a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to make sure that you are verified by Google and Bing, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I'm there.
All right. You do not need to try to log in right now. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first to create the content that will then be tracked, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is already active. If you do try to log in right now, you would probably get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Your welcome email, though, does have your login credentials. Your username cannot be changed. We've put it in our system the exact same way, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's simply the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. So your username, of course, is just 615-668-0583. Again, you cannot change that. Your password is good Google, all lowercase, no space. You can change that at any time. And that's just your default password. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you tomorrow at 4. You'll get that reminder email at 3, an hour prior. The automated system will remind you that the call itself is scheduled at 4. And I just sent you a calendar invite, which is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But it says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. And then you said you have a website that is, it's almost ready to launch, right? I mean, it could be active within the next week or two?
That's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
I was hoping it'd be up today.
If you do find out it's going to take more than a week, let us know, because we would be able to do a placeholder website at no cost. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days, but if your website won't be active until after that, or if you find out in the future that major changes are going to be implemented, if your website's going to be down for more than a week or two, let us know again. We can create a website for you very quickly, just as something for people to see, and then, of course, with the idea of getting your website back in place when it's ready for it. What is your email address? Really? Not your email address, the domain of your website, I should say.
It's really www.foolscholars.com.
Okay, perfect. Pool Scholars without the LLC, but of course the LLC is part of the branding of the business name. So, all right, you're all squared away here. Real pleasure. I wanted to say thank you. I mean, I don't always do this, and I certainly wouldn't do it if it wasn't the case. But it's always nice to speak with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. And you have been respectful. You've been kind. You've been patient. You even made me laugh a couple of times, and as you can imagine, I don't get all of that on every phone call. In fact, a lot of the times, I get none of that. So it's nice to speak with someone who appreciates my respect, and you certainly do get my respect, and I hope I've been respectful of your time as well. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I do wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited for you, excited
Thank
to get this
so
going
much.
For you,
yeah.
especially with the new business and things like that. We will be giving you that call tomorrow around 4, and I hope that I am in between phone calls so I can at least say a quick hello to you at that time.
Awesome.
All right,
hey,
Nico.
Well, I appreciate all your help. You've been hugely helpful.
I appreciate you saying that. And you do prefer Miko, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
It's a lot easier for people.
I will put that in the notes. Of course, everything went out officially to the name that is on the billing information, but I've got that in the notes that you prefer Miko. And it has been a pleasure speaking with you, Miko.
Awesome.
You take care. You have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, take care. See you tomorrow.
I sure will. Sounds good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.